previously on the Vampire Diaries.
Vampires and werewolves used to roam freely until a shaman put a curse on them to limit their power. Since then, werewolves can only turn on a full moon and vampires are weakened by the sun.
You're saying that the oldest vampire in the history of time is coming after me?
Klaus is the most feared and hated of the originals, but I'm here and I'm prepared to offer you a deal.
Do you trust Elijah? He's an original. He can't be trusted.
Elena told me you're both working for Elijah, so don't lie about it.
I'm Jules.
I know you're a werewolf.
Do you know where Mason is?
He's dead, Tyler.
I don't know who to trust.
You just stood there when they were going to kill us. You just stood there. You didn't do anything.
I didn't know what to do.
It's too late, because we're not friends anymore.
Thanks for coming.
I'm not afraid of a vampire. We will take you.
I'm not so sure about that, tough guy.
Elijah made a promise to Elena. I'm here to see it's upheld.
I don't know what Mason was doing here in the first place. Because of this rock he was trying to find.
What rock?
A moonstone.
Where is it now?
I couldn't tell you.
A pyre burns beside some camper vans in the woods. Bodies lie strewn around it. Brady carries another corpse over to the pile and puts it down. Jewel stands nearby with her arms folded. She and Brady exchange a look, then walk over to Stevie, who's standing beside one of the vans. Brady turns to Stevie.
Go ahead, tell her.
Let me just preface this with a big disclaimer that screams, I should have known better.
What is it, Stevie?
When Brady told me what that Tyler kid said about Mason being here for the Moonstone, something clicked. There was this moment back in Florida when I suspected Mason was up to something because he was banging that hot vampire chick, Kathy, and he didn't want anyone to know.
All right, just get to the point, Stevie.
What is the point, Jules? It's the sun and moon curse. Mason was asking me all kinds of questions about it, if it could be broken, and when that evil man witch showed up last night, double click. Witches, vampires, moonstone. They're putting everything in place to break the curse.
We can't let them do that. Even if we have to kill every last vampire in this town.
Jules looks troubled by this assessment. The Vampire Diaries. Elena, Caroline, and Bonnie are in bed together when the phone rings. Elena falls out of bed and reluctantly answers the phone to Stefan.
Hello?
Elena?
How was the slumber party?
Good. Much needed. When can you and I have one?
That can be arranged.
Okay. Now. Today. Take me far, far away.
Even with everything that's going on?
Because of everything that's going on.
And you're sure this has nothing to do with dodging your father who just got into town?
This has everything to do with that.
Well, in that case, where would you like to go?
Damon and Andy.
I'm late. This is such a crazy day. I'm covering the Historical Society's high tea.
Woohoo! Thrilling.
Yeah, it's for some visiting writer. He's writing a book on small town Virginia. It's a big snooze.
Writer? Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Elijah Smith.
Smith. He's using Smith. Okay. You have your story straight in your mind, right?
I can't say that you bit me or drank my blood, just that we hit it off and I really like you. You are terrific, though. You're sweet, you're funny, you're honest.
And you're falling hard.
You might be the one.
Perfect.
He does some mind control thing on her.
Have a great day, honey.
Oh, hey, Lark. Later.
My new girlfriend, Andy Starr. Action News.
It's not called Action News.
Yeah, no, I just like saying it. Come on.
So John Gilbert gave me this to kill Elijah. Said you have to dip the dagger in the remains of an old white ash tree that dates back to the originals. There's any truth in that.
So you think it's a setup?
Could be. The guy's a weasel. Wouldn't put anything past him. What are you up to today, Mr. Saltzman?
Well, Jen and I were supposed to go to her family's lake house, but somehow we both got roped into doing this Historical Society thing at the Lockwoods.
Where Elijah's a guest of honor?
Tell me you're not going to kill him at the tea party.
Oh, that would be stupid. I want to know his endgame before I kill him. But I do think it's time Elijah and I officially met.
Okay, so tell me about this big witchy plan you've been cooking up.
We still don't know the extent of what Elijah's up to.
No, we don't.
So I'm gonna ask Luca to tell me what he knows.
And he's not gonna tell you anything.
I didn't say he was going to have a choice. What?
Caroline waves to Matt, who moodily turns away.
What's that about?
I don't know. I thought that we were... I don't know.
In the woods, Jewel stands beside the motorhome. Tyler walks over to her.
Tyler, hi.
You're still here.
Is that all right with you?
That guy last night made it pretty clear you needed to go.
And we will, soon.
Brady and Stevie appear.
Listen, we kind of need your help with something.
We need you to help us find the Moonstone.
Somebody needs to explain to me what the big deal is about a rock.
That rock helps break the curse of the sun and the moon.
I don't know what that means.
It's an old curse placed on both vampires and werewolves.
Vampires break the curse, they're free to walk in the sunlight, but we're stuck only turning at the full moon, aka Werewolf Armageddon.
But if we break it, they're stuck as nightwalkers, and we can turn whenever we want.
Aka Werewolf Domination.
Tyler, if we can turn at will, that means we never have to turn at all. Not if we don't want to.
I'd never have to turn again.
There's more. Stevie?
If those vamps are gearing up to break the curse, they must have also found the doppelganger.
The doppelganger?
Evil twin shadow person? We're betting Mason's hot vampire chick Kathy knows all about it, so we need you to help us find Kathy. I have a picture. Mason brought her to the bar once. No one liked her. She was a vampire. Bad news. Right here, the girl next to Mason.
He shows a picture on his mobile.
That's Elena Gilbert.
You know her?
I've known her my whole life.
Jules and Brady exchange a look. Caroline walks over to Matt.
Hi.
I'm working.
Yeah, I can see that, but can you work and talk?
What do you want, Caroline?
I want to talk about what we were supposed to talk about last night before I had to cancel on you. I want us to clear up the weirdness. I just want us to talk about us.
Now you're just making it worse.
I don't know what's going on, Matt.
Where were you last night when you were supposed to be with me? Don't say you were with Bonnie, because Bonnie was here, Caroline. I saw her.
Caroline stares at him, and he nods emphatically.
Oh.
Yeah.
Matt?
He walks away. Tyler comes over to her.
Caroline.
You stay away from me.
It's important.
Stop it, Tyler, okay? You're just making it worse.
Please, Caroline, I'm sorry about what happened, okay? But there's so much we need to talk about.
I said, just leave me alone.
She dropped her bag and Tyler furtively takes her phone from it.
The two of you want to get together, fine. There's nothing I can do about it, but do me a favor and both of you stop lying about it.
Matt, there's nothing going on.
Hey! I said stop lying.
Matt grabs Tyler and glares at him, then releases him and marches off. Stefan has arrived to pick Elena up.
Ready for our romantic weekend?
I'm beyond ready. Let's go before John shows up and pretends to be a concerned father.
I'll go put these in the car.
Elena gets the text from Caroline. Need to talk, where are you? She responds, headed to Lake House with Stefan. You okay?
Please tell me there's nothing wrong.
Caroline responds, all good, never mind, have fun.
Nothing's wrong. Just Caroline.
They head off. In the woods, Tyler is sending the texts from Caroline's phone.
She's going to Dunham Lake. Family has a house up there.
Nice. Let's go get our doppelganger.
Tyler and Brady go. Stefan's vintage red Porsche 911 drives up outside the lake house, which is hidden away in the woods. Sitting in the passenger seat, Elena looks troubled as they pull up.
All right.
I'm good. I just haven't been back here since before.
Oh, my God.
Elena, listen, just say the word. All right, we'll get back on that highway. We'll go anywhere else.
She shakes her head.
I've always loved it here. I wanted to stay that way. I was just having a moment.
They both smile and nod. They get out of the car, and Elena leads the way into the house. Stefan hovers in the doorway.
You don't have to wait out there, I'm all good.
Oh, that's great, because I'm stuck.
Oh my god, you can't get in.
Not gonna be a very romantic weekend unless you invite me inside.
Stefan, I can't.
What?
My parents left this place to John Gilbert. He's the only one who can invite you in. I'm sorry, I completely forgot.
You're kidding me, right?
She grins.
Stefan Salvatore, I hereby invite you into this home.
You are such a liar.
He steps inside and picks her up. They kiss and he puts her down on the kitchen worktop. They continue kissing. At a coffee morning, Carol chats with Elijah.
Have you spent much time in Richmond for your book? There's such a wealth of history.
No, I'm focusing mostly on the smaller regions of Virginia. Lots of research, strictly academic.
It's fascinating.
Damon, what are you doing here?
Hi, you came.
Hi.
Hi.
Jenna eyes Damon and Andy.
Thanks for introducing us, Jenna.
He walks off. Jenna and Andy stare after him.
Wow.
Damon.
Carol.
Surprise.
Hi.
Hi. Elijah, I want you to meet Damon Salvatore. His family is one of Mystic Falls' founding families.
Mm-hmm. Such a pleasure to meet you.
No, pleasure's mine.
They eye each other coolly and shake hands. In the Mystic Grill, Bonnie finds Luca playing pool.
Come bearing coffee gifts.
So you're talking to me now?
I found out what your dad did. Saving my friends from the wolf pack.
Well, had I had known, that's all it took.
Hey, how's it going?
Here.
Bonnie called and wanted to help. How's it going?
She's selling it and he's buying it. She's giving him a sex smile.
All right, Caroline. I get it.
Caroline gives Jeremy a loaded look.
What do you say? You want to play a game?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Luca puts his coffee down and looks a little unsteady on his feet.
What's happening to me?
Hey, are we okay? Oof. Why don't we go over here?
I got him.
Jeremy helps Luca.
What kind of witch roofie was that?
Strong one.
Stefan walks up behind Elena as she stands on a small jetty looking out over the lake.
Having another moment?
He puts her arms around her and nuzzles her cheek.
Jeremy broke his arm diving off this dock when he was six. My dad taught me how to fish right off the edge of there. So many memories. Do you ever think about us? What our future will be like? Our memories?
I think there are a lot of conversations to be had about our future. What the kind of life we could have together.
Now there's a box that we shouldn't open.
Oh, we can open it. Whenever you're ready.
No. I'd rather just be here. Now.
You know, this is a future memory. It's where your boyfriend whispered to you that he loved you.
I love you.
He holds her tight and smiles. At the coffee morning, Damon goes into a side room with Elijah. John comes over to Alaric.
What's Damon doing with Elijah?
How would I know?
Because you're his little helper.
If you say so, John.
Does Jenna know about your extracurricular activities? Maybe it's time we tell her.
Knowing she can't stay in the dark forever.
You're a dick.
I don't think you should sleep over anymore. Mm. It's inappropriate with children in the house. Mm-hmm. And that ring that Isabel gave you, that's mine. I'm gonna want that back.
They eye each other with thinly veiled hostility. Then John goes, Damon and Elijah.
What can I do for you, Damon?
I was hoping we could have a word.
Where's Elena?
Safe, Stefan. You're laying low, you know. A bit of a werewolf problem.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I'm sure you did, since it was your witch that saved the day.
You are welcome.
Which adds to my confusion of exactly why you're here.
Why don't you just stay focused on keeping Elena safe?
And leave the rest to me.
Damon blocks his way.
Not good enough.
Elijah pins Damon to the wall. Damon grabs his throat, but Elijah pins Damon's fingers away from his neck with ease.
Young vampires. So arrogant. How dare you come in here and challenge me?
You can't kill me, man. It's not part of the deal.
Silence.
Elijah picks up a pencil and stabs it into the side of Damon's neck, then lets him go.
I'm an original. Show a little respect.
Elijah proffers a hanky. Damon snatches it and holds it up to his bleeding neck.
The moment you cease to be of use to me, you're dead. So, you should do what I say. Keep Elena safe.
He goes. At the lake house, Stefan is chopping vegetables.
My dad did all the cooking, too.
And your mom?
She sat right here and watched. She couldn't cook either.
Clutching a glass of wine, Elena looks at the fire.
Fire's dying.
Oh, yeah. I will get more wood.
I got it.
No, it's cold outside.
Hey. So I'll get a jacket.
She goes through to the next room, a bedroom, and looks over at the bed. She steps over to a dressing table and picks up a bottle of perfume. She opens it and sniffs it. Stefan steps into the doorway.
My mom's perfume.
She puts it down and looks around the room.
Jenna was supposed to pack all this up, but she kept putting it off.
She switches on a cupboard light.
Don't blame her.
She tosses Stefan a coat.
Here. Bundle up. Here's my great-granddad's. And you look very hot in it.
I look hot in your dead great-granddad's jacket.
Beyond hot.
He comes over to her and kisses her, pushing her back against the wall.
Stefan, it's my parents' bedroom.
He kisses her again, then stops, looking troubled.
What?
Huh.
What?
This is hollow inside.
He refers to the wall they're leaning back against. Elena stands aside and Stefan pulls several boards away from the wall. He peers into the recess he's uncovered.
What is it?
Really good hiding place.
There's a door behind the boards. Stefan breaks the lock off and pushes it open. He switches on the light, revealing a closet, the walls of which are lined with weapons, including daggers, stakes, and a crossbow.
Oh my god. I only have like an hour or two before my mom gets home, and these were all I could find.
Place these evenly around the room.
How does this work?
I'll put him in a trance, then ask him questions. It's like hypnosis.
You sure you're strong enough for this?
That's what the candles are for. I'll draw power from the flames.
I'll get the matches.
Got it.
Bonnie makes the candles spontaneously ignite.
Never gonna get used to that.
Oh, come on, that's pretty hot. You know it. I need a bowl of water.
Yeah, I'll go get it.
Luca lies unconscious on the floor.
Okay, what was that? It's hot. He's so crushing on you.
So?
So? What, you'd rather be with traitor warlock over here?
I'm not into Luca. It's just, you know, he understood me and... he was new, different.
And you've known Jeremy since forever, and you only see him one way, as Elena's brother. But you're a witch, and I'm a vampire. You know, it's not like we're in any position to be picky. To judge.
Jeremy comes back with a bowl of water. Caroline and Bonnie exchange a look, and Jeremy hands the bowl to Bonnie.
So he's waking up.
Bonnie dips her hands in the bowl of water and then holds them to Luca's temples. The candles and the fire in the grate all flare up. Alaric and Damon are in the library together.
Today was a bust.
Yeah.
How's the throat?
Sore.
Yeah, that Elijah's one scary dude.
But with nice hair.
Hey, you want another one?
Alaric takes Damon's glass.
He's gonna be hard to kill.
Yeah, I'd think twice before I'd trust that dagger and some ashes to do the job. You're gonna need more info.
I'm out of sources.
What's up with you and this news chick?
Ooh. She's got spunk, huh?
Just don't kill her, please.
If I did, who would report her death?
Just don't do it, all right? She's friends with Jenna, and it's bad enough that I'm lying to her about everything else. I hate the lies. Oh, God, I gotta go. I gotta pick Jenna up. Don't worry, I'll show myself out.
Good luck.
Alaric hurries off. Damon relaxes back in his chair until a noise makes him sit up. He gets up and goes into the corridor. He finds Alaric standing with a knife stuck in his guts. Alaric keels over. Stevie drops down from the ceiling and grabs a hold of Damon. He jabs a hypodermic syringe into Damon's neck. Damon tries frantically to shake Stevie off, but he won't let go. Eventually, Damon collapses and falls to the floor.
Damn, you're strong. Took the whole syringe.
The other werewolves come in.
Grab that one. He's dead.
Jules comes in.
Hi, Damon.
She has a shotgun.
Nice to see you again.
These must be the other Jonathan Gilbert journals. Jeremy had the one, but John said that there were others. There's a lice in here.
At the lake house, Elena thumbs through an old leather-bound journal.
I'll go get the firewood. I'll let you have a moment.
Stefan looks on as Elena, in the secret cupboard, picks up a handful of miniature sharp wooden stakes. Stefan goes. At the motorhome, Brady is with Tyler. Brady checks his phone.
We're good to go.
He heads to the door. Tyler, sat at the table looking sheepish, doesn't move.
You up for this?
Tyler looks uncertain. Brady sits down opposite him.
These people have done nothing but lie to you. This girl that you've known since birth, she's with the vampires now. The ones who killed Mason. They're the enemy. And if they break that curse, all of us are as good as dead.
They eye each other intensely.
Are you up for this?
Young, swarthy Tyler looks down.
Yes. Good.
Brady grins.
Because if you wuss out, you're gonna have me to deal with. You got it?
His expression hardens. Tyler nods in earnest. At the Gilbert's house, John is in the kitchen pouring himself a glass of wine. Jenna enters.
Where's Elena?
At the lake house for the weekend.
With Stefan?
Yes, with Stefan.
And who gave her permission for that?
I did. Until you get a lawyer, file for guardianship, it's my call, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I always knew you were lax with them, but I didn't think you were negligent.
She wanted to get away from you, okay? And so do I, so I'll be staying with Rick.
Because he's such a great guy, right?
You are on dangerous ground.
He's a liar, Jenna.
What?
Did he ever tell you what happened to his wife?
She died.
Really? So they found her body.
What are you saying?
Why don't you ask Rick? I'd love to hear his answer. Have a great night.
John walks off, leaving Jenna looking shaken. The Salvatore house. Rick lays on the floor, motionless, eyes wide open. Damon is unconscious on a chair. A spiky shackle around his neck causes him to bleed profusely. He groggily comes to and sees Rick, who appears to be dead. He frowns, but then sees Rick is wearing a distinctive ring on his finger and looks relieved. Damon then looks to his right to see Stevie grinning smugly, holding the end of a chain attached to the shackle around Damon's neck.
Morning, sunshine. I saw this movie once. Some torture porn flick. Anyway, they had this collar device that was really cool. So I just modified it some with some wooden nails, and when I pull...
He pulls on the chain. Jules enters.
So, I hear you have the Moonstone.
She grins and approaches Damon.
Oh, if you only knew the irony of this moment right now. Let me tell you how this is gonna go.
You're gonna torture me. I don't talk. Someone loses a heart. Last time it was your boy Mason.
This time, it'll be you.
She nods to Stevie, who pulls on the chain. Caroline's house.
How long is this gonna take?
Oh no. It's fighting me.
Please stop. Please.
Bonnie holds Luca's head. His eyes roll back as he finally succumbs to the trance.
Yeah.
Alright. Why are you working with Elijah?
Klaus. We both want him dead.
Caroline and Bonnie look at each other in surprise.
You want to kill Klaus too? Why?
Because he has her. We have to get her away from him.
Who are you talking about?
My sister.
Your sister?
Why does he have her?
He's searching for a way to undo the curse without the doppelganger. He's forced generations of witches to help him for centuries.
What has Elijah promised you?
If we help Elijah kill Klaus, he's promised to return her to us.
And how do you kill Klaus? How do you kill an original vampire?
Luca opens his eyes.
You'll kill me if I tell you. Don't make me.
It's okay, Bonnie. We can find another way.
No.
Bonnie closes her eyes and concentrates. Luca falls back into the trance.
How will you kill Klaus?
After the sacrifice, Klaus will be vulnerable, weak. It's our only chance.
After the sacrifice? You mean after?
Klaus will be vulnerable.
Elena will be dead.
Yes. Elena has to die.
Bonnie frowns. Jeremy shakes his head in disbelief. Caroline stares at him in alarm. Nighttime at the lake house. Stefan throws an armful of logs onto a pile behind the house. He looks around and walks away. He enters a storage shed and switches on the light. He bends down to pick up more logs, but sensing something, he pauses and turns around. Brady's behind him. He shoots Stefan in the chest. Stefan grunts and drops to the floor. Tyler enters behind Brady.
Keep him down. If he moves, kill him.
Brady hands Tyler the gun and a wooden stake and leaves. Tyler looks down at Stefan, writhing in pain on the floor.
Don't move.
Just let me get the bullet out. It punctured my heart. I need to get it out. I'm not gonna fight you.
I don't think so.
Tyler, why are you doing this?
I can't let you break the curse.
Stefan looks up at him in surprise.
You know about the curse?
You're liars. All of you.
No, I swear to you. We don't want to break the curse, Tyler. We don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah? But I do.
He shoots Stefan in the leg.
I can't be like this forever.
Tyler, I'm just trying to save Elena.
Elena will be fine.
Stefan looks up at Tyler.
I didn't tell you that part, did they? Who are the liars now?
Tell me what?
In order to break the curse, Elena has to die.
Tyler recoils in surprise. Inside the house, Elena is growing impatient. She looks out the door to where Stefan's car is parked.
Are you growing the trees out there?
Nothing moves and no one answers. Elena looks nervously around. Curious, she walks cautiously over to the door and stops a few feet away.
Stefan?
Brady stands around the corner just out of view with a murderous expression. Elena picks up a large kitchen knife from the side. She holds it up as she steps tentatively outside the front door.
Stefan, what are you doing out there?
Brady takes a step towards her. Startled, she turns around and thrusts a knife into his stomach and runs inside, slamming the door. Brady drops to his knees in agony and pulls out the knife. Inside, Elena runs up the stairs as Brady, back on his feet, bursts through the front door, holding the knife. Elena runs into a bedroom. Brady stands at the foot of the stairs.
I can smell you.
Hearing this, she quickly takes off her jumper. Brady proceeds up the stairs, knife in hand. Elena runs into another bedroom and closes the door. She She hides with a hand over her mouth. Brady goes into the first bedroom Elaine was in and finds her jumper on the bed. He picks it up and sniffs it. Behind him, Elena sneaks back down the stairs. Looking around in the hallway, she sees the front door is ajar. She slams it but stays inside and scurries into the kitchen. Brady, on hearing the door, walks calmly down the stairs with a thunderous expression, his shirt stained with his own blood. He reaches the bottom of the stairs and looks around, then follows Elena's route into the kitchen. Inside, he stops and looks around, holding the knife ready. He throws open the door to the cupboard to find it empty. He continues into the secret cupboard. Elena appears behind him and stabs him in the shoulder with a wooden stake, and he drops to the floor. She grabs the knife and runs out. He stands up and pulls the stake out, chasing Elena out the front door, when... Stefan suddenly appears and sticks Brady in the chest, ripping out his heart. To Elena...
It's okay. You're okay.
They hug. Tyler walks over sheepishly. Elena sees him.
Tyler? I didn't know what they were gonna do to you. I didn't. I didn't want to be like this anymore.
Elena walks over to Tyler, who stands in supplication, tears in his eyes. She hugs him sympathetically.
I'm sorry, Elena.
It's okay.
They hold each other closely. Stefan looks on respectfully and sighs in relief. At the Salvatore house, Jules confronts Damon.
You know what the great thing about buckshot is? Scatters through the body. Maximum damage.
She brandishes the shotgun.
Where's the moonstone?
Get over, honey.
You're never gonna get it.
You looking for this?
Everyone turns in surprise to the suave, impeccably groomed Elijah, who casually leans against the door jamb with a moonstone in hand. He struts over to a cabinet in the center of the room and sets the misty white stone down before stepping back.
Go ahead, take it.
One of the werewolves runs for it, and Elijah rips out his heart at super fast speed. Two more rush, and he tears out their hearts simultaneously. Damon nods at him, impressed. Jules scarpers, leaving Stevie, who cowers under his jacket.
What about you, sweetheart? Huh? You take a shot? No? Yes? No? Where's the girl?
I don't know.
Elijah eyes Stevie.
It doesn't really matter.
Stevie looks back at Elijah, eyes wide in terror. Elijah punches him in the face, knocking him unconscious, before effortlessly ripping the chains that bind Damon to his chair.
Just realize this is the third time. Saved your life now.
Damon just stares back. Elijah turns, picks up the moonstone and walks out. Later, Damon's on the phone to Bonnie.
So he planned to kill her all along.
Yeah, the sacrifice is part of Elijah's plan.
Got it. Loud and clear.
Rick wakes up.
Finally. You missed all the fun.
Rick sits up and looks around groggily. At the Gilberts, Jenna's at the table studying, a glass of red wine next to her. She looks up from her books, picks up the phone, and dials Rick.
There you are. Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. I've just been grading papers. Honestly, yeah.
Damon clears away the blood-stained rug.
I fell asleep. I'm sorry.
Jenna, I'm a jerk.
No, it's fine. I'm just glad you're okay.
Listen, tomorrow I'm all yours, okay?
Sure. Sounds great.
Good night, Jenna.
Good night.
They hang up. Rick looks guilty, and Jenna looks worried. Damon's on the phone to Stefan.
It was straight from the witch's mouth. He was gonna go through with the whole sacrifice.
You should probably just keep away a little longer.
Be careful, try not to get yourself killed.
Yeah, it's been a day for that.
Stefan hangs up. Elena's behind him putting her cardigan on. Stefan turns to her.
It was Damon.
We need to talk.
What is it?
He learned that Elijah's planning for you to die in the sacrifice ritual.
I know the deal I made, Stefan. Elijah's very careful with his words. He promised to protect my friends. He never said a word about me.
Wait a minute. You knew that you weren't gonna survive this?
if it comes down to the people that I love getting killed or me, I know what my choice is gonna be.
Lena, how could you stand out there earlier with me, talking about making plans for our future when you don't even expect to have one?
I'm sorry, Stefan. I'm just trying to keep the people that I love safe. I'm trying to keep you safe.
No, what you're doing is you're being a martyr.
How is that any different from when you say that you would die to keep me safe?
Because I've already lived. 162 years I have lived, and you've barely begun. Now you want to let yourself get killed? That's not heroic. It's tragic.
He storms off. Jeremy's with Bonnie.
So will Luca remember anything?
No. I know he lost consciousness, that's all.
Well, should we wait for Caroline?
She was just gonna drop Luca back at the grill. Said to lock the door on our way out.
Yeah, well, I hope she drops him hard.
Wait.
Jeremy, who was walking away, stops and turns to Bonnie.
You're Elena's little brother. I've known you forever. You're that punk kid. I remember your awkward phase and then your emo phase, your druggy phase, and overnight you turn into this hot guy who's really sweet and...
You think I'm hot?
She thinks quickly.
With everything that's going on, you know, and curses and sacrifice.
Enough already.
Suddenly, he lunges forward and kisses her. She succumbs and kisses him back passionately. She breaks and stares at him in lust. Jeremy smiles and the kissing resumes. Meanwhile, Carol is switching off the lights in the hallway. She walks up the stairs but pauses on hearing a faint noise.
Hello?
She heads back down the stairs to investigate.
Hello?
On the table, a large bouquet of flowers in a vase with a card inscribed Mom. Are you gonna be like your father was? At the Mystic Grill, Tyler walks in and sees Matt clearing a table. He approaches him.
I'm out of the mood, man.
I need to say something.
All right.
Say it. I've been going through a rough time. Something I can't really talk about. And Caroline's been helping me through it. She's been there for me. More than anyone's ever been there in my entire life. And I kind of fell for her. I don't know how anyone wouldn't, because she's pretty incredible.
Poker-faced Matt eyes him up and down.
She loves you. And she needs you. And to be honest, she deserves someone like you. So you be good to her. Okay?
Yeah, man. Of course.
Tyler nods.
See you around, Matt.
Yeah.
Tyler leaves, leaving Matt stunned and pensive. Caroline's at home in bed, flicking through a book. On hearing something, she looks up, throws the book aside and goes to the door.
Mom?
She goes to the front door, her reflection translucent in the glass window. She locks it and disappears back inside. Outside, Tyler stands just out of view, watching from the darkness. A 4x4 waits, parked up by the side of the road, exhaust smoking and lights on. Tyler walks up to it and looks inside. He gets into the passenger seat, its jewels teary-eyed.
I'm sorry about Brady and your friends, but if I'm gonna go with you, no more lies.
She nods and looks down.
No more lies.
She turns and looks at him.
You're doing the right thing.
I can't stay here. Not like this.
Jules turns her head forward and drives the car away. Ahead of them, the road disappears under the looming trees into the darkness. The Vampire Diaries.